Welcome to the Boxing Talk Show, Fair But Firm, with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joel Cortez and co-host John Zimmel for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys. Let's touch them up. Clean fight. I'm Joel Cortez, Fair But Firm.
Welcome once again to the Fair But Firm Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the boxing capital of the world. You know, Las Vegas, that name, just the name alone, once you want to watch the show and see what's happening here in Las Vegas. I mean, we're so appreciative of being a resident of the beautiful state of Nevada. And Las Vegas, the Strip here, day or night, is the most wonderful place. If you've never been to Las Vegas, you got to make sure you come. Especially now, we got some big fights coming up later on this month. Yes, Manny sir. Pacquiao facing the undefeated. It's going to be a tough fight. I mean, Keith Thurman is going to be one of the toughest opponents he's facing in his career. And Manny Pacquiao says he can't wait until he faces Keith Thurman because that is a fighter that he wants to make sure he beats. Because he beats him on his resume, it looked really good that he beat an undefeated, powerful power, one of the best fighters.
I mean,
and
former unified welterweight champion of the world. Keith Thurman is no pushover. Keith Thurman is no, I mean, all respect to Adrian Broner, but Adrian Broner right now is not in the same place Keith Thurman is right now. Lucas Matisse has never been in the same place that Keith Thurman is right now. His last two wins are nowhere near. I mean, really, though, as great as Manny Pacquiao is, he's already there, right? He's already all-time great. Yeah. He's been a Hall of Famer for, you know, longer than I've been alive, basically. This is a guy who's already done it all, but still reaching not just for to continue his legacy, but to strengthen it, to make it even greater. This win right now, is this a top five win on his resume? Is it a top three win?
I think it'll be the top.
It might be the best win he ever had.
Because, you know, he said himself, he's got to get over this guy here because he's 40 years of age. And when you're 40 years of age, it's not like you're 25 or 30. You're 40, and you know that when you're 40 years of age, there's a lot of guys who want to knock your head off. It's not, he's a pushover. You know, you know, and you fans out there know that Manny Pacquiao is no pushover. Manny Pacquiao has been showing the whole world that he still has a little spark in the old
flesh.
Let's
also remember, there's different 40s, right? Some guys are 40 and they've been washed out for, you know, I mean, look at, we just saw with Eric Morales fight like an exhibition match against Mikey Garcia, and he's only 2 years older than Manny Pacquiao, and he looked like he'd been out the game for 10 years. And these were two guys who, you know, were rivals once upon a time.
Well, you know,
Manny Pacquiao has been through war after war after war. This is not a guy who played it safe ever.
See, but Manny Pacquiao has taken care of himself, his body. He's a religious man, and the Filipinos out there watching, you know that Manny Pacquiao is one of the most cleanest cut guy guys.
I mean, he's now
clean cut all the way. He's always been so disciplined with his sport. He's not a drinker. He's not a guy that's really abused his body. Like some fighters that they win a world championship, they start doing drugs, they start drinking. Before you know it, their career is over. And by the time they're 40 years of age, they look like they're 65 years of age. But Manny Pacquiao still looks young. He still has a lot of charisma about him. He changed his life around, really.
He very much did. I mean, that's one thing that you got to give him credit for. I mean, there was once upon a time he came out ahead of this. This isn't, you know, like we're doing some kind of deep journalism here. He came out ahead of it and said, look, I had my issues with marital issues. I had my issues with he had like six cockfighting rings all throughout Philippines. He was drinking all the time. And then he said he turned his whole life around. And, you know, he's always been real religious, but he turned his life, you know, really hard and in that direction. And I mean, I think without that, he wouldn't still be fighting today. He wouldn't still be doing what he's doing today. And I think you can attribute that to just his tremendous mental strength, his tremendous, you know, his faith and his investment in faith.
Yeah, he's a very religious man and very dedicated, not only to himself, but to his country as a senator that he is now. He's doing so much for the Philippines.
He does so much charity work. He does so much everything.
Yeah, he's the kind of fighter that kind of person that anybody in this world would say, you know, I love to have, we look up to Manny Pacquiao as a champion. I mean, we know the Filipinos love boxing and they love their singing. I got to take my hat off to that. And Manny Pacquiao's a singer himself. You know, I mean, he likes to play basketball. He can sing.
He's
he
about
can
as
box.
Good as singing as
he's
he is
a
basketball.
Senator. He does a little bit, he's very...
he's versatile.
Versatile.
I'll give him that.
I'll tell you that. He does a lot more. Some people can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Manny Pacquiao can do 10 different things at the same time.
Yeah, but
and still come up on top.
Yeah, well, with boxing, he can. At the end of the day, I mean, like that guy, outside the ring, you're right. I mean, he's as unbelievable as you can be. Inside the ring, he's been through some wars, man. I mean, this guy has been through. I mean, you remember his face after the first Morales fight? I mean, that guy is. He was in bits.
The Marquez and Morales fight. He's been in some wars. I mean, he's got.
And so, I mean, you don't know. I mean, you never know when it's gonna. You know, Father Time's undefeated, right?
Yeah, I mean, when he got knocked out by Marquez, and we thought that was it for Manny Pacquiao.
Everybody, we all did.
I mean, when he got knocked out, the whole country, the Philippines, was silent for about an hour. Nobody would say a word. But then, you know, he came back out of it. He came back. He became world champion again.
Again and again and again. And now he's fighting again for a world championship fight. I mean, this is... you can't say enough about Manny Pacquiao. His resilience, his strength, his ability to be, you know, to overcome. This is a guy who, time and time again, it just keeps proving us wrong. And this is a guy who has to fight two people in that ring. He's got to fight Keith Thurman, and he has to fight Father Time. And I have a feeling he's got one hand for each of them.
He said the right one will get you, and the left one will.
Exactly.
But I'll tell you, Manny Pacquiao definitely is a person that the country should look up to and say, and be very proud of him, because there's not many people like Manny Pacquiao out there. I mean, when I spoke to him just before the Adrian Broner fight, I asked him during the interview with ESPN, I said, Manny, tell me, winning this fight tomorrow night, is there any plans of you fighting Floyd Mayweather? He said, well, I'm going to focus more on tomorrow's fight, which means Adrian Broner, which he put a whipping on Adrian Broner. And he said, we'll talk about Manny Pacquiao after this fight. And, you know, there's been talk, a lot of rumors, but nothing has been happening yet. But will the fans want to see another Pacquiao and Mayweather fight? I think so.
If Pacquiao beats Thurman, I think you have a... I mean, I already thought... I think that Pacquiao deciding to fight Thurman meant that there was no Mayweather deal on the table. Because if they thought there was even a chance at a Mayweather fight... I mean, they obviously reached out to him. They reached out to him over and over again.
Yeah, but I think what's going to happen, if he beats... I predict he's going to beat Keith Thurman. And then what's going to happen, if people going to demand, okay, now Mayweather going to come out, okay, now I want to fight. Now the fight will sell much better.
There would be some real buzz. You know, there'd be a real big buzz
if he beats...
For a belt?
A belt.
I mean, that'd be amazing, right?
Forget about the belt. The $200-300 million they're going to make.
I know, but I'm saying, like, they'll have, I mean, he'll have a belt on the line there. He'll have WBA super belt, which are these belts. And then, so, having, Mayweather coming back, and how big of a fight would that be? Mayweather coming back and then winning the belt at that age after Manny Pacquiao did it. That'd be amazing for both.
I mean, they'll be fighting for Manny Pacquiao's belt.
Exactly.
Mayweather is undefeated, but he doesn't have a belt.
No, he's beltless.
Because he's been undefeated for the last 2.5. I mean,
he's retired.
Inactive for the last 2.5
he's
years.
He's been both.
He's been with the MMA guy. You don't count that.
No.
I mean, he had the last one was about last Exhibition. Year when he fought a Japanese kid and knocked him out in one round.
$9 million.
And then he fought Conor McGregor for about a cool $200 million.
$275 million.
And that's not even boxing. So I mean, he's really been inactive for quite a while. Now he comes back. Manny Pacquiao, I'll be demanding Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. If Mayweather beats Keith Thurman, that's the fight the fans want to see. So I'll tell you guys out there, the Filipinos, I know you must be cheering right now me saying that. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. That's the fight that's going to take place.
Well, he's got Keith Thurman in front of him still. And, you know, I think it'd be very unwise to look past Keith one-time Thurman. This is a guy who's unified the welterweight division. This is a guy who is, I mean, who's really his biggest question marks are 2 years of ring rust and one bad round against Josecito Lopez, who's not a phenomenal opponent, but that's why they call it a tune-up fight. Because sometimes you got things to tune up. Keith Thurman has been pretty unbelievable his entire career, and no, he's never fought anyone on the caliber of Manny Pacquiao.
Right.
But Manny Pacquiao's 40 years old now. I mean, this really is an intriguing matchup.
Make correct, he's 40 years young.
Well, we'll see.
Okay?
We'll see.
Right? He's not old. He's a 40-year-old. I mean, when he fought Adrian Broner, he took Adrian Broner to school.
He did.
Whipped his butt from post to post and had Adrian Broner just holding back. But Adrian Broner couldn't get off because the power and the speed that Manny Pacquiao had that night was just unbelievable. Now, I can tell you one thing, that Manny Pacquiao, come July 4th, July 20th here in Las Vegas, it's going to be a hell of a fight. You fans got to come out. If you fans are watching right now online, send us some questions. I got to be thousands of you guys out there. Put some questions out there. Who do we predict? What round will Manny Pacquiao win? Do you think Manny Pacquiao deserves to be considered one of the best in the world? Ask any questions you want. We'll answer them before the show is over. We got like another 20 minutes. So let's put on your questions out there. We'd be more than glad to respond. John and I, pretty boy
we
John.
We love answering these questions.
John says he wants to go to the Philippines. He said there's so many beautiful women out there in the Philippines. He said they can sing, they can dance, they're beautiful. And
one thing I'm looking for in my women is the ability to sing and dance. Yeah. That's one thing I put, that's what I'm going for.
Sing and dance?
Yeah, that's number one for me.
Number one.
I don't care about looks. It's just, can they sing? And if they can they dance?
And they don't have to be good looking?
No.
You put a pillow over their face? Oh, my God. Man, John.
I want to hear that voice.
He wants to, yes. If you can dance, you can sing.
Yeah. Send me your credentials.
Yeah.
Your audition videos.
From the American Idol. From the head down. Hop up there, fat, skinny, doesn't make any difference.
Can they sing? Can they dance? Then I'm fine.
Then you're fine.
Yeah, I'm
fine. Oh, man, you're easy guy then, man. You're easy.
Well, I am if they can sing and dance.
Huh?
I am if they can sing and dance.
So as long as they sing and dance,
yeah.
You just close your eyes and that's it.
Listen, it's singing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful voice.
But feeling the body, touching the body, that make no difference?
No, doesn't matter to me.
And the face will make no difference.
As long as they can dance.
Well, are you blind? give him a stick for the blind. This guy, so that's what he wants. He's easy, this guy. So if you girls out there and you're looking for a good young man, and if you can sing.
You can sing and dance.
And you can dance.
Don't forget about that.
Oh, man. I see the board is filling up real quick. All kinds of questions. Yeah, give me your number. Where can I reach you?
Send me audition tapes. You're singing.
Singing and dancing.
Like American Idol.
Oh, my God. So you're going to get flooded with all kinds of videos for John Zimmel.
Yeah, John Zimmel. Singing my audition video. That's ridiculous. That's so funny.
That's it for John Zimmel. You sing and dance, you got it made.
That's it. You're there. I want to see it. Hey, speaking of singing and dancing, I'm just kidding. It has nothing to do with singing and dancing. Let's talk about the middleweight division. We had two big matchups this last weekend. Big because they had belts attached, not big because they had huge names attached. But hey, belts mean something, especially in the middleweight division. You have Jamal Charlo, who's the new WBC champion of the world. He got it last week because he beat nobody, which is weird. But he became the champion and then retained that belt. And then you have Demetrius Andrade, who beat Maciej Sulecki to keep his belt. But Canelo Alvarez, who has the other two belts, he's now talking about going up two more weight classes to 175. Triple G is in a bomb shelter until Canelo decides to fight him, so he's going to keep fighting personal trainers. I mean, what is next for Jamal Charlo and Andrade? Should they fight each other?
Well, they should fight each other, but they're talking about Canelo Alvarez. WBC came up with a new belt or something. Franchise champion, and then... So they want to keep Charlo at the 160.
Charlo is their WBC champion. Yeah. But Canelo still has to pay sanctioning fees, I guess, when he wants it to have their name attached.
Everybody can pay sanctioning fees. But anyway,
if they don't have their belts.
Canelo won the 168 WBA
belt. But he still has the WBA 160 belt.
Yeah, and now he's going up to, they're talking about him fighting
175, Sergey Kovalev.
Kovalev in sometime this year. I mean, that's in the makings already. I see the list is growing for John Zimmel. I can sing, I can dance, he says, and I can do anything you want, but will you pay my way to Las Vegas? No, he will not pay your way to Las Vegas.
That's why I draw the line.
He wants you to pay his way to the Philippines.
Pay my way to the Philippines.
Well, I tell you, this is a great show. This is what we love about the Fair But Firm show, you know? We're fair, and sometimes we're firm.
Yeah, no, we are. We are sometimes firm. If you can sing it, you can dance. Hey, this is that is one of my favorite things about this show, man. We're not constrained by any networks. We're not constrained by any... You know, a lot of boxing journalists, they're constrained by a lot
nobody
of promotional...
Nobody controls us. We control ourselves.
I got
ourselves.
No boss except for the guy sitting right next to me. He lets me say whatever I want. So I got no beef with any of that, man.
Yeah.
I love working for this show, and I cannot be happier.
Yeah, yeah. And
Dylan's writing a book.
She's writing a book. All the listeners, all these girls, they say, I'm skinny, I can dance, I can sing.
My God.
John Zimmel, how young are you? I'm only 63, but,
this is ridiculous. Do you think Boo Boo and Charlo fight each other? Or should, what is that? What's that word there? What is them? Demetrius. Should Demetrius Andrade fight Canelo? Demetrius Andrade is not fighting Canelo. Canelo's fighting Sergey Kovalev, or he's fighting Triple G, or he's fighting Callum Smith. He's not fighting Charlo, and Demetrius Andrade is not even on his radar. The only way he's getting Demetrius Andrade's belt is if Triple G goes and takes it from him, and then he fights Triple G. He doesn't even know Demetrius Andrade's name. There's no chance he's doing that. Unfortunately, Jamal Charlo versus Demetrius Andrade makes sense on paper until you factor in the fact they're with two very different networks, and there's no way that's happening. The fact of the matter is, Jamal Charlo's next fight is probably going to be against and that's where it stops. Because that's what's bad about it. Because as great as the PBC is, and they are amazing when it comes to making a lot of good matchups, they got a ton of talent at welterweight. But look, let's put it this way. Look at the way the welterweight division looks for Terrence Crawford. All these other guys on the other side of the field over there in PBC fighting each other, Errol Spence and Sean Porter and Keith Thurman and Manny Pacquiao, and you're over there by yourself with nobody to play with. That's what it looks like if you're Jermall Charlo in the middleweight division. There's nobody else there. You got Derevyanchenko. Who cares? You got Jack Colke. So what? No one wants to see those fights, and that's what you're faced with if you're Jermall Charlo right now.
Yeah, well, you know, Terrence Crawford is the welterweight champion of the world as well. There's so many. There's like three different champions right now in the welterweight division. But I mean, Terrence Crawford, I saw him the other day. He had to fight so 2-3 weeks ago. We were talking. And he has no day set up with anybody.
How could he? Who is he? I mean, who's top rank have at the welterweight division?
I tell you, they're all out there, but they can't get him to mix.
Cross promotional fights are tough.
Yeah, yeah. But I tell you, it's what the fans want to see. The public, it's the people. He's a champion, but he's a people's champion because everybody knows that Terrence Crawford is definitely one of the toughest one in the welterweight division.
Absolutely, man. And look, I'm not picking on any promoters here. They're all, you know, this is a problem that all boxing has. We've said this forever. I mean, it's just the way it is. Top rank. Look, we give them a ton of credit with Shakur Stevenson and with Teofimo Lopez. They're awesome at developing young talent. But then when they get to that top rank, it's hard to make the top rank.
I want to see the winner of Sean Porter and Errol Spence fight Terrence Crawford. How about that?
We're probably not going to see that. We're probably going to see him fight the winner of Keith Thurman and Manny Pacquiao. That's probably what's going to happen. You know why? Because they're all with the same promotional company.
Yeah, but they all got to fight each other eventually.
Yeah, they'll fight Terrence Crawford eventually.
There were times when they were... There were guys that were fighting each other with Don King had one and a promoter on one end. I think Top Rank was the other promoter. They made it happen.
Well, that's okay. That's happened twice. Yeah. This has happened twice. Tyson Lewis, and that's the one you're talking about. Yeah. And then there's Mayweather Pacquiao. That's how big a fight has to be.
Yeah. Well, Pac-Man wins by decision. What do you think? Well, I think it could probably be a decision.
You think decision?
It could be a knockout because Pac-Man can really, he packs a power punch. Keith Thurman is not a guy you can knock out that easy.
No, he's not.
He's not a B-class fighter.
Although, let's say it right now, in that same situation, you remember Josecito Lopez had him in the 7th round?
Yeah.
If it's not Josecito Lopez and it's Manny Pacquiao firing with speed, firing with combinations, he's done, right?
He's done.
In that same situation. Now, I know it's a
Pacquiao
weird...
will not let you off the hook.
Exactly.
If Pacquiao got you going, good night, sweet prince.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, remember, though, that's what we talked about with tune-up fights. The Tyson Fury that fought Sefer Seferi... Or Francisco Pianetta, that, you know, in those two tune-up fights after 2 years off, that Tyson Fury gets knocked out by Deontay Wilder in one round. But that's why you take two tune-up fights. That's why you take tune-up fights so that you then are ready to fight the guy like Deontay Wilder.
Yeah, but I think Keith Thurman just fighting Josecito Lopez was not enough. That one fight, I mean, he got in trouble in that one fight.
Yeah, he did.
He should have come back with another tune-up fight before taking out Manny Pacquiao.
You think maybe he realized that he doesn't have it anymore and he wanted that Manny Pacquiao payday?
Well, the payday, how much are you going to get for this fight?
More than he would make against a Josecito Lopez rematch.
Yeah, I know, but he should have fought somebody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he wants to cash out before he gets a Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz situation.
If you think you're the best in the world, you're going to be around for a while, you take a chance.
If he thinks that, but what if he doesn't? Well,
money talks. Mm-hmm. You know, and all that bullshit walks.
Exactly.
You know, so he decided, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to take this fight, you know?
I love that. I love the internet. That's great. We say whatever we want. Well, it's true, though. That's why there's a saying. It's true, man. And that's the point of it. Is I don't know. I mean, I think either Keith Thurman really believes that he can beat Manny Pacquiao, return to greatness. His one tune-up fight's enough. He was tired of injuries and the ring rust is gone. Or he said, I got in trouble against Josecito Lopez. I don't want to have happen to me what just happened to Anthony Joshua and have all my marketability go out the window by fighting somebody no one's ever heard of. I'm going to cash out right now, see what I got left in the tank, fight Manny Pacquiao, get some money. And, you know, either I come out of it with retaining my championship and able to, you know, fight the next guy and I am amazing.
You know,
I got paid.
I see a lot of that happening here at the tables in Las Vegas. The guy says, "Val, we ain't gonna cash out. I'm gonna keep playing."
Or they double down.
And they double down. You know, one day they lose it all. That they end up with nothing at the
exactly.
end.
Exactly,
man. And that's what this boxing seems like. It is all about. I was talking to a young kid named DJ Kareel. He's a mini flyweight IBF champion for South Africa. He says, "Joe, I'm not making." We were together yesterday. He was at the Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame Museum here in Las Vegas. And we're talking.
How much is mini flyweight?
Mini flyweight is 105 pounds. That was Chocolatito's weight class. He was considered the best in the world, Chocolatito Gonzalez. This kid is the same weight class. He just won the title.
My leg weighs 105 pounds.
I know. And I was going to say something.
Right. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just can't get over this. I mean, that's tiny. That's really, really little.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, wow.
Yeah, 105 pounds. But he says he's looking to fight somebody was a bank move up in weight. They move up. He want to move up in class to 108 pounds. I said, that ain't much,
he
man.
Eat a cheeseburger. He gonna make weight.
Yeah, man. I eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I gained 100.
I gained 20 pounds with that.
Exactly. Man. That's what I'm saying. He didn't want to go up in weight.
But I said, what a kid. But he told me, you know, Joe, I don't make that much money. He said, I told him, whatever little you make, save it, do something with it. He said, Mr. Cortez, I already got a business started in South Africa. I got a towing truck company going in South Africa. He says, and I know I'm not making that much money in my weight class. No promoters.
There's really no money in
he said, the promoters are not interested. That's why I want to go up and weight. So when I asked him, what weight class, he said, to 108 pounds.
That's the money division, right?
No, there ain't no money division until you start fighting at least featherweight.
At least featherweight.
Which is 126 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, now your Inoue is fighting at 118, and he's managed because he's, one, very exciting. He's fast, and he is crazy strong. But really, he's got an itch, man. He's got the Japanese market. And Japanese market means the world. But outside of that, how hard is it? You fought at 118. Yeah. You could tell me. I mean, you saw Manny Pacquiao fought at 118. And look what happened. I mean, no one knew his name until he got up to, you know, those other divisions. Yeah. It's really hard to break out until you get to the higher divisions. That's unfortunate.
I mean, there was a fighter named Michael Carbajal from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yes.
Who was an Olympic silver medalist. And he ended up getting, he was the first fighter at 105-pound division to make a $1 million purse. The first one. That was, we're talking about over 25 years ago.
He's probably still the only one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. There's not a lot of money.
That was over 25 years ago. You got a market like in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
That fighter, he can make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
He got a big fan base.
For our fans who didn't hear this the last time it happened, because this is crazy. His fight in Japan was on at 5 in the morning. It was on two different stations.
Right.
Then it played on tape delay at 5 o'clock that night.
Right.
It made over 10 million people watch it in Japan alone on tape delay the next day. I mean, that's insane. 10 million?
Yeah.
This last Charlo fight was considered an enormous success, the Jermell Charlo fight, and that's because 1.8 million people watched it.
Yeah.
That's live.
Yeah, I can tell you that Manny Pacquiao, it draws a lot of fan. He has a big fan base in the Philippines as well. But over there, the fights in the Philippines, I understand that there is no pay-per-view there.
No, I don't believe that.
I think it's all free.
There's different countries have different situations. I mean, even in London, where we have a lot of our followers, a lot of our fans, a lot of listeners right now, what's their most expensive pay-per-views with $20?
Yeah.
It's just a different market there. I mean, America is the most expensive place in the world to watch boxing. But that's why we have the best fights.
Yeah, but Manny Pacquiao has a big fan base here in the United States. There's a lot of Filipinos here.
Oh, yeah.
That all of them watch the fight for sure.
He's got fans everywhere, though. You know, Manny Pacquiao's got one of the biggest fan bases in history.
I think he's got even up in Mars.
Probably Mars.
Yeah.
Probably Martian fan base. I don't know. I wonder what pay-per-view costs there.
Maybe about $10 more than do here because it's a little distance, you know.
They get HD?
HD, they're getting it soon.
Soon.
But anyway.
Stay tuned for the Mars announcement for HD pay-per-views.
On Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can tell you fans that John was a stand-up comedian, and today he's a sit-down comedian.
I'm a sit-down comedian now.
And John Zimmel is one of my favorite co-hosts on the show. He's always puts up... a good show, and it will give you fans what you want to see and hear.
Like this, man. We have a good time. Yeah. And by the way, if you're tuning in on Facebook Live, thank you. We love going live to you guys. It's one of our most exciting. It's a thrill coming out live, coming out hot, talking to you guys. But if you don't get it, let's say you just caught the end, or let's say, you know what I mean, you don't get the chance to catch it today, that's okay. Because you can always watch us on YouTube if you're fans of looking at us. If you just want to listen to us while you're driving or you know, running around, whatever you're doing, then you can always subscribe on iTunes. You can subscribe on Google Play. You subscribe on Spotify. Subscribe on Audio Boom. We have a million other outlets that I'm not 100% sure. Whatever you listen to podcasts on, we're on there and we're able to subscribe. And you can subscribe to all of them. Make sure you don't miss it. You can subscribe to anything. And make sure you please share if you enjoy. We love having you guys. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for always, being a part of it. But don't forget,
if you can sing and you can dance, you can share that with John Zimmer.
Really, though, I'd really just mostly that. Mostly send your singing and dancing videos to me, directly.
He don't care what size.
Don't send it to the team. Send it to me.
He don't care what size, what color. As long as you can sing and dance and sing.
It's a plus if you can fight at the mini flyweight division. That's ideal for me.
Oh my God!
I make weight 105.
Yeah, John says he says he's willing to get ready to travel around the world. He got a suitcase packed in the back of the trunk of his car.
It's right now.
He's ready to go. He's ready to fly out right now.
I'm ready.
You dance and you can sing.
Send me your credentials.
He's there. <Ta-da>. I love that.
That's so.
Anyway, fans, we want you guys to stay tuned. Tune in all the time every Monday here. We try to wake you guys up. We know that Monday is a tough day for people to get started, but for us, Monday is like a Saturday night. We're ready to kick it off.
Exactly.
And just show you what kind of energy we still have.
Also, if you live in the Las Vegas area, or don't, but especially if you do, we come on 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. Every single Saturday morning, we talk about the upcoming fights. We do that on KDWN, K-Don. That's on 101.5 FM and 720 AM. And the good news is, even if you live anywhere except probably even Mars, then you can tune in to KDWN.com. You can find our shows. You can listen live. You can listen later. And if you don't get a chance to catch it, that's also on our YouTube channel, which is the Fair But Firm channel, which you should subscribe to, like I said, and make sure you get all of our shows. But it's always fun. We like to preview the fights on Saturday, review the fights on Monday. And, you know, all of our biggest followers, they like to watch both, and we appreciate it.
And when we're wrong,
it's funny.
And we're on YouTube channel. You can watch us there. We stay on there forever. So even whether you hate us or love us, you're going to always...
We're there in perpetuity.
You're going to find us for sure on the YouTube channel. That's there, something that you want to see. And people are asking about Sean Porter and Errol Spence. Well, we don't have a date for that yet. Errol Spence, Sean Porter told me last Saturday, no date set yet. I mean, the fight is... They have
the handshake.
The handshake, everything is ready to go, but no date set yet. But again, people say, Joe, who do you like? I say, you know, I like Errol Spence. He got a lot of time. He can good punch. He's southpaw. But I got to go with Porter for a simple reason. He's a pit bull. He can get in there. He got the experience. He's been up against the best. He turns nobody down. That's why they chose Errol Spence. Unification bout.
Errol Spence,
IBF champion. Porter, WBC champion.
That's exciting, man. I can't wait to see those belts. How long have we been talking about the four big dogs in the welterweight division fighting each other? Since we started the show.
Yeah.
It's all we talk about. We talk about Terrence Crawford, Keith Thurman, Sean Porter, Errol Spence. Terrence Crawford, Keith Thurman, Sean Porter, Errol Spence.
And don't forget about Danny Garcia.
He was up there too. Yeah, but he fought Sean Porter. Sean Porter's fought them all, man. You got to give Sean Porter all the credit in the world. Kell Brook, he's fought Keith Thurman, he's fought Danny Garcia, and now he's fighting Spence. This is a guy who takes on all comers.
I want to see Porter and Pacquiao.
Yeah?
The PP boys.
I think that PP boys, that's probably what they'll call it.
PP.
And then I think if Spence beats Porter and Thurman beats Pacquiao, I think we already know Spence and Thurman are probably going to fight each other next. But I like your idea of the other two coming together and fighting on a consolation card, because those two are both amazing. And that's the only way we'll know who has what left in them.
Okay, let's say Porter beats Spence.
Okay.
And let's say Pacquiao
beats Thurman. Okay.
The loser of those fights can fight each other.
And
again,
the winners can fight each other.
And the winner can fight each other. That's that's a great next bout, you know?
Absolutely.
The loser of that first card, they can fight on the other card.
Like I said about a year, people were asking a few months, you know, about 6 months ago, how do we see Spence Crawford happening? And I said, as because of all the complications that we said earlier, it's going to be tough. The only way I can see it happening is if Spence cleans out the division, fighting Porter first, then the winner of Thurman Pacquiao, and they win, gets every belt except the Terrence Crawford belt, and then he goes after Terrence Crawford. And I think we can see that in 2020 finally happening, and that's the only route I see to Spence Crawford happening in the next year.
Well, like I said, you know, Porter versus Spence and Pacquiao versus
Thurman.
A good fight. The winners fight each other. Those two fights, and then the losers fight each other. I mean, what a better card.
Direct unification, man.
I mean, that is beautiful.
It should be on the same card, too.
I'm talking the same card.
I like that. Okay, yeah.
I'm talking about something I've never been done before. I think that would be perfect.
Yeah, December.
And then the winners of the undercard that fight each other, they have a shot for a rematch with the winner of the Porter.
I like that.
Yeah, the Porter and Spence fight.
It's almost tournament style.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? That's what the fans want to see. They're going to get a good fight. All four of those fighters are the best out there.
I love that.
Have them go merry-go-round. Let them fight each other.
Like the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that so much.
Yeah, yeah. And Charlie, we know that I know that Charlie, our engineer, is putting something on the board there. I don't quite understand.
I think it's the word Garcia. What does that mean?
I don't know. He has. Who's that? Who are we talking about, Charlie? Tell us. Okay, so we got so many fighters out there that want to fight each other, and we got a lot of predictions. Who do we think going to win? And Mickey,
Mikey Garcia has a chance against who? Against Danny Garcia? Okay, that makes sense. That's the fight that's been announced. Mikey Garcia is talking about staying at 147. He's talking about fighting Danny Garcia. Mikey Garcia is obviously rated higher pound for pound, but we saw what happened last time he stepped up at 147 against Spence. Do you see the same thing happening again, or do you think he can?
It could happen. I think it would happen the same way. I mean, Danny Garcia is no pushover.
He's definitely not. He's got that big left hook.
Yeah, he's a solid welterweight. He's been there for a while. He's definitely very dangerous. Mikey Garcia proved himself in two different weight divisions.
No, Mikey Garcia is a phenomenal fighter.
Yeah, but not at 147.
Everybody has a limit, right?
Yeah, I think he should stay at 135. I mean, a lot of fighters try to go up in weight and didn't succeed.
That's where the money is, and I don't blame him. He wants to go up there and make some money, and I can't say I blame him, but I don't know if he beats Danny Garcia. But I can tell you, honestly, I want to see that fight. I would like to see it. I want to see what either of them, because that's a pretty big fight for both of them. Yeah. If either one of the Garcias loses, then they got to start looking at, you know, what's next.
Okay, before we wrap it up, I want to talk real quick. Andy Ruiz was in Puerto Rico this past week and talking about fighting a rematch against
Anthony Joshua.
Anthony Joshua, and he's talking about December, but no location been set yet. So we're looking to see what happens with that. Andy Garcia, heavyweight, unified three of the belts anyway.
Just took him.
So let's see what happens. Fans, we love talking to you guys. I wish there was more time for us to talk about boxing.
We'd love it.
All I can tell you, fans, is that we'll talk to you next week. Keep your guards up at all time and protect yourselves at all time. Remember, give everybody a chance. Life is short. I'm fair, but I'm firm.
Fair but firm with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys. Let's touch them up. Three fight. I'm Joe Cortez. Fair but firm.